So, I want you to imagine this scenario. It is a Tuesday morning, mid-February 2026.
Okay.
You're a business owner, or maybe you're the CMO at a mid-sized firm right here in Orange County. You've got your morning coffee, you sit down at your desk, and you open up that monthly report from your SEO agency.
Right, the one you're paying, what, 3 grand a month for?
Exactly. 3 grand a month. And honestly, looking at it, the report looks fantastic.
It's the kind of report that makes you feel really secure in your job.
Yeah, exactly. It's just green arrows everywhere.
Yep.
Your keyword rankings are up, the backlink counts are climbing, organic traffic looks nice and steady. You are ranking number one for, best plumber in Costa Mesa or top-rated dental practice near Irvine Spectrum.
Yep, on paper, you are absolutely crushing it.
You are winning. It is the ultimate comfort blanket of digital marketing. But then, and here's where the reality check hits, you fast forward to lunch, you're chatting with a potential customer, or maybe you're just eavesdropping on the table next to you, and this person needs exactly what you sell.
But they don't open Google.
No, they don't open Google. They don't type in a keyword. They open ChatGPT, and they just speak right into their phone. They say, "Find me a top-rated HVAC company near Irvine Spectrum that takes Delta Dental and has availability tomorrow morning."
And this is exactly where the stomach drop happens.
Because you wait for the answer. And your business just isn't there. You aren't first, you aren't fifth, you aren't even in the footnotes, you are effectively invisible. Meanwhile, that smaller competitor down the street.
One with half your budget.
Yes. The one you have been destroying in the Google rankings for 2 years, they are the top recommendation.
That specific scenario, that glitch in the matrix, that is what's keeping business owners awake at night right now in 2026.
So that is our focus for today's deep dive.
Yeah.
We are tackling exactly why that glitch is happening. We are digging into a fascinating report published just this month, February 2026, by the team at Technigian. It's titled "Answer Engine Optimization: Beyond Traditional SEO for AI Search."
It's a heavy read, but incredibly important.
It's very important. And our mission today is pretty urgent. We need to explain why your Google rankings no longer guarantee you actually exist, how these answer engines read the web completely differently than search engines, and what this new idea of infrastructure for growth really looks like in practice.
I think the key phrase you just used there is answer engine. That is the massive pivot we're looking at. We have spent, what, 20 years obsessing over search engine optimization,
Right.
SEO?
Right.
But the source material makes a really compelling case that we firmly entered the era of AEO, answer engine optimization, and the rules are not just slightly different. In some cases, they are completely backwards.
Okay, let's unpack this right away, because I think a lot of people listening might assume, well, look, if I rank high on Google, the AI will just find me there and repeat what Google says.
Yeah.
But you're saying that is a dangerous assumption.
It is a fatal assumption for a business. Let's look at the landscape first to really understand why. The Technigian report highlights this massive migration in user behavior. As of early 2026, ChatGPT alone has over 800 million weekly active users.
Wait, 800 million? That is staggering.
It is, and they are processing 2.5 billion prompts every single day. But here is the metric that really matters for a business owner, and it's one that I think people just haven't fully wrapped their heads around yet. ChatGPT now holds roughly 12% of Google's total search volume.
Which means it has surpassed Bing, right?
It has officially surpassed Bing. It holds 81% of the global AI chatbot market. It's not a niche toy anymore. It is a primary discovery channel. And the way people use it is fundamentally different. They aren't using it like a phone book.
Right, they aren't looking for a list of blue links to click on.
Precisely. This connects directly to what the report calls the zero-click phenomenon. Back in 2025, 64% of all Google searches ended without a single click to an external website. Yeah. People just want the answer immediately. They do not want to do the homework of sifting through 10 different websites, opening 5 tabs, trying to compare prices themselves.
Which actually brings us to the most shocking stat in this entire stack of papers. When I read this part of the report, I actually had to double check their methodology because I genuinely thought it was a typo.
I think I know exactly which one you mean, the disconnect stat.
Yes, 90% of ChatGPT citations come from pages ranking outside Google's top 20 results.
It's completely counterintuitive, isn't it?
It's insane. So let me just make sure I have this straight. I could be ranked number one on Google, absolute king of the hill.
Right.
And there's a 90% chance that the AI is just ignoring me in favor of someone buried on page 3 or 4. How is that even technically possible?
It all comes down to how the machines actually read. Google's algorithm, for all its immense complexity, is largely just a popularity contest. It looks at backlinks, it looks at click-through rates, domain age. It's basically asking the internet who is popular. But an answer engine, like the models powering ChatGPT, is asking two very different questions. It's asking who is accurate and who is structured.
So the AI really doesn't care if I'm the popular kid in school.
Not at all. It only cares if you did the reading. Think about it. Often, those pages that rank number one on Google, they are heavily engineered marketing pages. They are stuffed full of sales copy, massive hero images, pop-ups, very emotional language.
Yeah, the classic hard sell.
Exactly. But a page on page three, that might be a super boring text-heavy PDF, or a forum thread, or a highly structured FAQ page. The AI finds that boring page so much easier to read and extract hard facts from. So it naturally trusts the raw data on page three way more than the marketing fluff on page one.
That is a fundamental shift in how we have to think about the internet. We've been trained for decades to think rank number one equals success. Yeah. But you're saying in the AEO world, clarity equals success.
Exactly right. It is a massive shift from keywords to authority. And I don't mean authority in the vague PR marketing sense. The report uses a very specific term here. It means semantic consistency.
Okay, let's pause on that term for a second. Semantic consistency. The report brings it up a lot. Can we define that for the listener without getting totally bogged down in the engineering jargon?
Sure, absolutely. Think of it this way. Traditional SEO was all about keyword density. You would stuff the phrase "best dental practice Irvine" into your homepage text 17 times just so Google would finally get the hint.
Oh, I hate that. You read a site and it says, "Welcome to the best dental practice in Irvine." If you are looking for an Irvine dental practice, look no further than our dental practice in Irvine. It literally reads like a robot wrote it.
It does. And ironically, the actual robots, the AI answer engines we have today, they hate it too. They actively ignore keyword frequency. These models are trained on natural human language. If you repeat a keyword unnaturally like that, the AI immediately flags it as low quality or spammy. So semantic consistency means the AI is looking at the actual meaning behind your content. It is asking, does this business entity consistently provide accurate, reliable information about dental procedures in this specific physical location across the entire web?
So it's constantly connecting dots, not just counting up words on a page.
Precisely. It is building a massive knowledge graph. If you say you do teeth whitening on your homepage, but then your Yelp profile doesn't mention it at all, and your website's FAQ page is totally empty, the AI loses confidence in you. It sees a disconnect.
And this leads perfectly into the section of the report detailing the five reasons traditional SEO fails in the AI era. We just touched on keyword stuffing and rankings versus signals. But I really want to talk about the fluff versus direct answers point, because reading this felt like a direct personal attack on every online recipe blog I have ever tried to read.
The infamous life story before the recipe problem?
Yes. It was a crisp, rainy autumn day in 2012 when I first smelled cinnamon. I don't care. Just tell me how long to bake the cookies.
Well, AI feels the exact same way you do. Traditional SEO actually encouraged all that fluff, because forcing people to scroll through a long story kept them on the page longer, which signaled depth and engagement to Google.
Oh, I see.
But AI just strips all that filler away. It has what's called a context window, which is a hard limit on how much text it can process effectively at one time. If the actual answer to the user's question is buried under 800 words of nostalgic preamble, the AI just skips it entirely. It prefers content that goes straight to the point. Problem, solution, evidence.
So just being concise is actually a major competitive advantage now.
Concise and highly structured. Which brings us to the technical performance aspect, the fourth reason SEO fails. The report calls Core Web Vitals, things like site speed and stability table stakes.
Table stakes? Meaning you don't even get credit for being fast anymore.
You don't get bonus points, no. Being fast is just expected. But if you are slow, or if your site is technically unstable to crawl, you aren't just ranking poorly, you are actively being excluded from the AI's training data entirely.
Wait, hold on. Excluded? As in completely deleted from its memory?
Effectively, yes. Look at it from the AI's perspective. These crawlers are operating on massive global scales. They do not have the time or compute power to wait 5 seconds for your giant hero video to load. If the crawl fails, They just move on. You don't get indexed. You don't get learned. And obviously, if the AI doesn't learn from you, it cannot possibly recommend you to a user.
That is terrifying for a business owner.
Yeah.
You're not just pushed to page two. You're effectively non-existent to the machine.
Exactly. And the absolute biggest factor in whether the machine can easily read you is the fifth point. It's something called schema markup. The Technegian report calls this completely non-negotiable for 2026.
Yeah, I saw this term schema markup all over the source material. It really feels like the secret sauce of their whole strategy.
Yeah.
But usually when people hear the word markup, their eyes just glaze over.
Sure.
Can we explain this plainly? What is it really?
Think of schema markup as a dedicated translator for your website. Your normal website text is written for human eyes. We are open from 9 to 5. Schema is an invisible layer of code, specifically something called JSON LD that sits in the background of your site. It translates that human text into a structured data language that the machine understands natively.
Right.
It explicitly tells the AI, this entity is a local business, these are the operating hours, this is the price range.
So instead of the AI having to read the page and guess, hey, I think these numbers might be their hours, the schema just hands it the exact data on a silver platter.
Precisely. It entirely removes the ambiguity. The report lists very specific types you need: FAQ page, schema, review schema, organization schema.
Why are those specific ones so crucial?
Well, think about the natural language questions people actually ask ChatGPT. When someone says, who is the best plumber? That implies you need review schema so the AI can see your actual 5-star rating as raw, verified data.
I see.
If they ask, what services do they offer? That requires service schema. If you do not have this background code, the AI is essentially guessing what your business does. And in a world where it's handling 2.5 billion crumps a day, the AI does not have time to guess. It always goes with the sure thing, the site that has the schema clearly defined.
So if I'm that dental practice in Irvine we talked about, and I don't have this code, the AI might not even confidently know I'm a dentist.
Exactly. Or it might not know you do clear aligners, or it might not know you accept specific local insurance. Meanwhile, your competitor down the street has service schema that explicitly lists Invisalign and Delta Dental. When a user asks the AI for exactly that combination, the AI makes the connection instantly.
This leads right into the concept of content architecture. The report mentions that the actual physical structure of your content has to change. It's not just about what you say, but how it visually sits on the page.
Yes, because AI loves structure. It loves bullet points, it loves comparison tables, and it loves FAQ blocks. The Technegian team calls this building a direct answer content architecture.
That sounds very fancy, but it basically means making your website look a bit more like a textbook answer key.
In a way, yeah. If you look at how Technegian approaches this for their clients, they aren't writing vague, rambling blog posts. They are building content that directly mimics the Q&A format of an AI interaction.
Right.
If a user is likely to ask, what is the cost of HVAC repair in Costa Mesa? Your site should have a specific, clearly labeled section that explicitly answers that exact question.
I noticed the report emphasizes tables a lot. Why are tables specifically so important to an AI?
Because a table is data that is already perfectly structured. Service A versus service B, price versus time. An AI can ingest a table instantly and use it to confidently answer a complex comparison question. If you take that exact same information and hide it in 3 dense paragraphs of marketing text, the AI has to work much, much harder to extract it. And usually it just won't bother.
So if I want to rank for, say, price of dental implants in Irvine, I really shouldn't pay someone to write a 2,000-word blog post about the history of modern dentistry. I should just put a clean, accurate pricing table right on my site.
Exactly. You are purposefully making your content machine-readable.
And this ties directly into topical authority, right?
Hmm.
Because it's not enough to just rank for a single broad term like HVAC anymore.
No, not at all. You need to become the undisputed encyclopedia for your specific niche and your specific physical location. If you are that HVAC company, you shouldn't just be trying to win the keyword AC repair. You need to be the comprehensive resource on all HVAC issues in the Orange County market.
Meaning what, exactly?
Meaning you have content about insulation types, local energy rebates, the specific salt air climate challenges in Newport Beach versus the dry heat in Santa Ana. The AI is looking for that massive depth of knowledge. It wants to recommend a genuine expert entity, not just someone who bought the right keyword.
Okay, I want to touch on one more major pillar of this infrastructure before we move on. Cross-platform consistency. The report states that your entire digital footprint has to match perfectly. Why does a robot care so much about that?
Because an AI is inherently a skepticism machine. It validates data by constantly cross-referencing it against other sources. If your website says your office is at 123 Main Street, but your old Yelp profile says 125 Main Street, and your Facebook page lists a disconnected phone number.
The AI just gets confused.
It gets highly suspicious. It instantly lowers its confidence score in your data. And if its confidence score is low, it will absolutely not risk its own reputation by recommending you to a user. The Technigian report emphasizes that your name, address, phone number, and your core services, what they call NAP data, must match exactly across your Google business profile, your social media, Yelp, your website, everything. It is a massive trust signal.
So let that sink in for a second. You could be losing a huge chunk of potential business just because you forgot to update your phone number on a Facebook page you haven't even logged into in 3 years.
Absolutely. It happens all the time.
So we've got schema markup, we've got structured content architecture, and we've got consistent cross-platform data. This brings us to the actual solution, the source material pitches, the Technigian methodology. Mm. They specifically call themselves a technical AEO firm, not an SEO agency.
And that distinction is really important for 2026 because they aren't coming out and saying traditional SEO is completely dead.
Right, because Google isn't just evaporating tomorrow.
Exactly. Google still processes trillions of searches. The winning strategy outlined in this report is advocating for a hybrid approach. You have to do both. Traditional SEO gets you the clicks from people who are still manually browsing the web, the shoppers.
Okay.
But AEO, answer engine optimization, that is what gets you the direct recommendations from people using AI, the askers.
It's really interesting how they frame the measurement of success now, too. The old school agency model was all about showing clients rankings and impressions. What is the new metric they are tracking?
They track AI citations and answer visibility, which is much harder to measure, honestly. That's why specialized firms like Technigian are having to build their own specific proprietary tools to track it. They want to know, when a potential customer asks an AI about your specific industry in your city, how often does your brand name actually appear in the generated answer?
And they are very, very focused on the local context here.
Hmm.
This whole report is specifically targeting Orange County businesses. Why is that hyperlocal focus so critical for AEO?
Because local geography is just another form of structured data. Costa Mesa, Anaheim, Newport Beach, these aren't just vague place names to an AI. They are specific geospatial data points that need to be hardwired to your business via that schema markup we talked about earlier.
Give me a concrete example of how that plays out.
Okay, let's take a B2B business in Long Beach. A generic old school SEO strategy might just target the phrase Los Angeles area logistics, but a modern AEO strategy would use structured data to explicitly tell the AI, we serve zip code 90802. We are exactly 5 miles from the port of Long Beach.
Oh.
So when a user opens ChatGPT and asks a hyper-specific question like, find a logistics company near the port of Long Beach, the AI connects those dots instantly because you built the infrastructure for it to do so.
It really is just about building a clean, easy-to-read map for the AI.
That's it, exactly. That's what they mean by infrastructure for growth. You aren't just buying digital ads anymore. You are literally building the technical plumbing that allows the AI to find you in the dark.
So let's bring this home for the listener. We have covered a lot of ground today, from the slow death of blue links all the way to the rise of schema markup and semantic consistency.
The recap is actually pretty simple. The whole game has changed from optimizing for a search engine to optimizing for an answer engine.
And it sounds like business owners have a pretty stark choice to make right now.
They really do. You can continue to optimize for yesterday's internet. You can keep chasing keyword density and just hoping for manual clicks. And honestly, you might be totally fine doing that for another 6 months or a year.
But the writing is on the wall.
The trend line is undeniable. Or you can choose to build the technical infrastructure, the schema, the site speed, the direct answers to actually exist and thrive in the new AI ecosystem.
It reminds me of that great quote from the end of the report. If your SEO provider can't explain their AEO strategy, they're optimizing for yesterday's search engine.
That is the ultimate takeaway. If you aren't visible to the AI today, you are already losing that 12% of the market. And that's probably going to be 20% or 30% by this time next year.
Here is a final thought to leave you with. It's something the report hints at, but I want to take it a step further. For years, we used to worry endlessly about bad reviews ruining a local business. We spent so much time and energy on reputation management. But in this new AEO world, the real danger isn't a bad review, it's silence.
That's exactly it. Complete digital silence.
If A potential customer asks an AI for a recommendation, and your business isn't there, do you effectively exist in the modern marketplace? The source suggests that visibility is the new currency, entirely replacing rankings. But think about where this goes next. Very soon, it won't even be text on a screen. People will be driving, they'll ask their car's voice assistant for a recommendation, and the car will just automatically route them to the one business the AI trusts the most.
Wow. Yeah.
If you aren't that one single business with the right AEO infrastructure, you are quite literally wiped off the map.
It really is not about being ranked anymore. It is entirely about being found.
So take a hard look at your own digital presence today. Don't look at it as a human reader. Try to look at it as a machine. Are you handing over the clean, structured data, or are you making the robot guess?
Because if the robot has to guess, I promise you, it is going to guess your competitor.
On that slightly terrifying but very actionable note, that is it for today's deep dive. Go check your schema markup, everyone. We will see you next time.